This is the parallax for Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with domestic politics, where President Trump is using hardball tactics to advance his voting legislation. Trump told House Republicans at their Florida retreat Monday that he will not sign any bills until Congress passes the Save America Act, legislation requiring proof of citizenship to vote, eliminating most mail-in ballots, and including provisions on transgender access to medical care and sports. Trump claimed Democrats probably won't win an election for 50 years if these measures pass. The coverage reflects sharp ideological divides. The Guardian frames this as a curtailment of voting access, centered on Trump's unsubstantiated claims about non-citizens stealing elections. By contrast, the Washington Examiner and Newsmax emphasize Trump's characterization of the bill as his top priority, with Trump's direct quote that all voters must show proof of citizenship. Fox News focuses on the Republican leadership challenge, noting that Senate Republicans remain divided on strategy, while Senate Democrats vow to block the bill, and reporting clashes between Trump and Senate Majority Leader John Thune over the path forward. In related news, two Pennsylvania teenagers have been charged with terrorism offenses after allegedly throwing improvised explosive devices outside New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani's residence Saturday. Emir Balat, 18, and Ibrahim Kayumi, 19, face five counts, including use of a weapon of mass destruction. The devices did not detonate and no one was injured. Authorities say the suspects cited ISIS ideology in their planning, with one allegedly wanting the attack to be even larger than the Boston Marathon bombing. The Washington Post and BBC report the terrorism charges, while the Daily Wire notes Attorney General Pam Bondi's announcement that the defendants are accused of attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Turning now to election integrity investigations. The FBI issued a grand jury subpoena to Arizona's state Senate Monday, seeking records related to the state's controversial 2020 election audit of Maricopa County. Arizona Senate President Warren Peterson disclosed that he received the subpoena last week. This marks the second known jurisdiction under federal scrutiny as the Trump administration expands its investigation into alleged 2020 election irregularities. Again, framing matters here. NPR and the Washington Examiner report the subpoena factually, noting the Trump administration's broader investigation into 2020 election-related activities. The Guardian characterizes the Arizona audit as flawed and describes the wider investigation as part of efforts to spread claims about voting in the United States. Fox News reports the subpoena as part of a federal push to examine election administration. Meanwhile, the geopolitical landscape is shifting dramatically around the Iran conflict. President Trump predicted Monday that the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran will resolve very soon, a statement that triggered one of the most volatile days in oil trading history. Early Monday, Brent crude surged to nearly $120 per barrel, its highest level since 2022, before plummeting below $90 by afternoon following Trump's comments. Trump announced the U.S. would waive oil-related sanctions on certain countries and said the Navy would escort tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. However, he simultaneously warned Iran that the U.S. would hit it 20 times harder if it attempted to block energy supplies. Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, rejected talks with the United States, and Iranian officials vowed to use powerful missiles in response. Bloomberg reported on Trump's sanctions relief announcement and his prediction of a swift resolution. The BBC called Monday the most volatile day of oil trading in world history. MarketWatch covered Trump's efforts to ease crude prices through sanctions waivers. Al Jazeera reported Trump's timeline alongside a call with Putin, who said he wanted to be helpful on the Middle East conflict. The human cost of this conflict is mounting. A U.S. Tomahawk missile struck a military base adjacent to a primary school in Manab, Iran, on the first day of Operation Epic Fury, killing at least 150 schoolgirls, according to separate investigations by Bellingcat and the New York Times. Both research organizations analyzed video footage and consulted weapons experts, who concluded the evidence points to U.S. Navy responsibility. President Trump initially suggested without evidence that Iran obtained a Tomahawk missile and carried out the strike, later admitting ignorance on the subject. The BBC and Zero Hedge reported the missile strike based on expert video analysis. That's the Parallax for Tuesday, March 10th. Thanks for listening.